1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday, the 15th of March, 34 degrees on our way to a beautiful 65 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Susan Fahler of the American Red Cross Central Plains Division. We're talking blood, American Red Cross blood, and blood drives coming up. Susan, good morning.
Good morning. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. I'm ready for it.
Good deal. How are things going for you today?
Pretty good, considering I just got up a little bit ago.
Well, thanks for spending some of your dark and early time with us here this morning. How critical, though, as we kind of jump into our main topic of the morning, how critical is the blood supply versus the extreme critical nature that we had here a couple months back?
Well, I am happy to say that we are no longer in a blood crisis, but the blood supply does remain incredibly vulnerable. And mainly now, that's especially due to the doctors that were resuming elective surgeries, which were delayed by the Omicron variant. So that's one of the reasons why we were in a crisis. But thanks to literally hundreds of thousands of donors, we were able to get more blood, and so right now we're just kind of watching it. We have about a 4-day supply, so that's great news. Great news.
Well, and more blood drives coming up too. You've had, ample opportunities for people to certainly give, and it sounds like a lot of people have been stepping up to the plate to give blood and save lives. And I know that still plenty to go on the calendar around here, right?
Oh, certainly. And I just want to say that the area in which we live, including towns like, well, Emporia, Olpe, and Hartford, those community citizens have really come out of the woodwork to help. And every time we are low, they always do come pull through for us, because they have gone over their goals that we had recently, and it has just been phenomenal. So I am so proud to live in an area where we are thinking of others, and especially in times of need. So it's been wonderful. So thank you, thank you, thank you to all of the blood donor volunteers and the volunteers who help at blood drives or coordinate the blood drives. I can't even thank him enough. I'm so grateful.
I have to ask, Susan, you mentioned here that you're up to a 4-day blood supply. Where would you like to see that blood supply in order to at least feel some sort of comfort level versus, you know, where you were at, you know, a couple of months back and kind of where you are now, even though the trend is improving at this stage?
It would be great if we could have about a 7-day blood supply, because you just never know what disasters are going to come around. And not only that, but we don't want people to think, oh, well, they're out of the crisis, we don't need to show. No, we do need people, because blood does not have a shelf life. It can only survive 42 days before it's going to have to be disposed of. So that's why we're constantly asking people and have blood drives for people to come to, so that we can constantly have that supply and not go, we want it to be kind of a median all the time, not up and down and up and down.
All right, well, let's talk about upcoming blood drives. There are not a lack of them. That is for sure happening in the area, but I know you have a big community blood drive here coming up in early April, do you not?
That is correct. On April 4th and 5th is the Emporia Community Blood Drive, and that's held at the Emporia West Campus. On the 4th, which is Monday, that drive runs from 12 to 6. And then on Tuesday, it's from 8 to 2. And the best way to find out what blood drives are near you is to go to our website, redcrossblood.org, type in your zip code, and blood drives within, I believe it's a 25-mile radius, will pop up, and you can pick and choose. And I will say, again, the community is coming out and really filling up appointments. So even some of the blood drives that are a week away only have a few appointments left, which we love seeing that.
Looks like you have a lot of schools getting involved, Susan, do you not?
Oh, certainly. As a matter of fact, we've got on March 22nd, Northern Heights High School is having a blood drive. March 23rd, Waverly High School. March 25th, Riverside is having a drive. And on March 31st, we've got Eureka Community Blood Drive as well. And in April, which... on April 11th, Emporia State is going to have a blood drive in the Union Ballroom. And then the 13th, there's in memory of J.C. Stevens Cochran blood drive that will be at the Fitness Center.
All right, Susan, how easy is it to give blood?
Super easy. Super easy. Yeah. Some people who maybe have a little fear of needles may not think it's super easy, but... the actual blood process to donate only takes 4 to 6 minutes, so that part of it is really pretty short. And while I'm sitting there donating, I like to think that as I'm watching my blood go through, that is going to go and help somebody. And certainly right now, people's blood is definitely going to help people, as I mentioned, as we're getting back into these elective surgeries. So you show up at the blood drive and you bring a photo ID with you, and we have a little light reading for you to do, and then you go into health history, we check your vitals, ask you a few questions, and then you're over to the bed for that 4 to 6 minutes, and then when you're done, you get some canteen goodies like cookies. I love the little quote that we have, donated blood got a cookie, so. Oh, and hey, I need to mention this. Just beginning last week, we are now testing blood again for the antibodies. So that is wonderful news. And the reason why we're doing that is because in recent months, due to the surge, hospitals were overwhelmed and with critically ill patients battling that virus. And so they began to look for more treatments and for some of the most vulnerable patients. And they found that they are really able to pull that plasma, the convalescent plasma, from blood donations to help those that are in the hospital. So now we're testing for the antibodies again. So that's phenomenal news. And I love that the hospitals are really working closely with us and letting us know what we can do to help, because, of course, we all know that the Red Cross is always there just to support people that are in need, anything we can do to help in everyday lives.
Susan, I wanted to ask you here, you mentioned here about the tremendous outpouring of support and the scheduling here that has taken place since that, you know, that extreme level of blood crisis that you'd mentioned here back in January. Have you had a lot of people that have been requesting information about organizing blood drives to help you out in that vein and getting that particular help on that side of the equation?
Yes, we certainly have. However, I will say that we were in a need of more staff. We are getting our staffing levels back up, and so that's helping. And I'm thinking probably by the end of May, we ought to be back at full staffing levels. So we were having to juggle blood drives. And hosting the blood drives really isn't a problem. We always have a lot of people wanting to do that. The problem was people weren't coming in to donate. So they've really heard our call and have come in to donate. I will say summer, we are always in need of more blood drives because 25% of our blood comes from students. So when they're not in school, of course, our numbers go down. So right now we're booking into summer for blood drives. So, yeah, if anybody is interested in hosting in the summer, that would be phenomenal. You can certainly give us a holler.
All right, folks, keep up the great work. Keep donating. Keep saving lives. Donate to American Red Cross blood drives. As we mentioned, there are plenty for you to participate in. And how often can we give blood, Susan?
Every 56 days. So you can donate up to 6 times a year.
All right.
Okay.
Susan, as always, keep up the great work, and thanks for your time.
Thank you, and thank you, guys. You've been, KVOE has been a phenomenal partner with the Red Cross, and we certainly appreciate your help.
Well, thanks for saying that.
Thanks, Susan.
Let us know anything else we can do, Susan.
I sure will.
All
thanks,
right,
everyone.
Thanks.
Have a wonderful day.
Susan Fahler, American Red Cross. Boy, way to go. We're making progress.
That is good news. Great
that is
news.
Very good news.
Still a little bit of a ways to go to get to a more comfortable spot, but going from a day or less to 4 days on the blood supply, that is definitely in the right direction. Did want to let you know that this week's Newsmaker schedule is full, and next week's is starting to fill up pretty quickly. So if you want to get in on the program for the next couple of weeks, be sure to call us at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com, because we've been scheduling out a lot of interview processes here over the next couple of weeks, and these spots are filling a little quicker than normal. Tomorrow's Newsmaker guest is Brittany Heinrichs as we talk about Project Playscape getting started again on the spring fundraisers. We'll get an update coming up tomorrow morning.
Yeah, good to hear. We are not in blood crisis level here locally right now, so good news there. Our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. 731, 34 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Mom, what will kindergarten be like?
Let's go to the kindergarten roundup at Sacred Heart School and find out.
What?